Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, John. This is Esther calling with Independent Home Care. I wanted to speak with you quickly, and I've also been trying to get in touch with your caregiver, Ariana. If you can kindly give me a call back at 315-862-5003. Thank you.
Hello?
John. Oh, hey, John. How are you?
Oh, intermittently busy and tired and busy and tired. I lose my breath pretty fast.
Oh. Are you having a hard day today?
I'm sure I didn't hear what you said. What?
Are you having a hard day today?
They're all hard, I suppose, but
I guess.
You forget that. You just get work your way through them. And
right.
One day at a time. You don't want to think about all my days being so hard because they're not, but many are. But one day at a time, I think I can handle it.
Right.
I start looking ahead to a whole season full of, oh, it's going to be cold, or it's going to be raining or hot. I don't care if it's not raining lava down on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. You know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And Ariana's fine. She's here today.
Okay. I see she finally returned on Thursday. Did she let you know why she was out?
No. I don't think so, no.
Okay. I have not been able to get through to her. I don't have a working phone number. Would you mind if I speak with her quickly?
Oh, unfortunately, I have her out on
running errands.
A lot of them, picking up.
Okay.
Picking
Do you know when she's due to return today?
Yeah, she should be back in about half hour to 45 minutes.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to call again at that time. Sounds good?
Sounds fine. She'll be here safe and sound.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
There's a way we say that so we don't get burnt with famous last words. She'll be here and she'll be fine. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yep.
And tell people that every day, and then when it's up to the, when they're up to their ears in their own flooded house,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they understand.
Right, right.
Well, kind of the way I was floundering with working my way through all these infinite candidates for housekeepership. I see why they didn't keep their own house. I see why they're out here looking to find one and clean one.
Now you got one.
I got a good kid. I do. I'd be proud to call her one of my nieces, and they're all beautiful and pretty accomplished, too. And the benefits of private school education, parents who are there every step of the way. I got these five wonderful nieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to call her one of my own. Adopted, you know. But I haven't met her father yet, so I can't really say that I have an uncle's approval to share with you today.
Okay.
But if he says, brother, you're okay with me, I'll say thank you. Consider me a future member of your family tree. And he says, no, you won't. Over my dead body, I'll have a man in there, sir. We don't kill nobody, so don't beware. Writing poetry, I do it a lot.
I see you do seem so poetic.
A lot of ballads.
I see.
Well, I'm not a rapper.
At least you're poetic.
I wax poetic. Yeah, there are times when all I want to do when another person is in my head or with my head, engaged and focused on my attention, I like to share a little poetry time.
That's very sweet. All right, John. So I'm going to give you a call in a little bit, okay?
Half hour to 40 minutes. I'm sure she'll be back.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll talk soon.
Right.
Bye-bye.